The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome, Mandy. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's a little chilly, a little rainy here. Where's spring, Byron? What happened? We were doing so well.
You know, when you're down and the days are gray, you just have to pick your head up and realize that life is short. Play hard.
The sun will come out.
So, yeah, we've got a fun show today. We're going to try to dig deep into our minds and talk with Dr. Donna Lamar and Betsy Lanny. I think are both going to join us today after a little break here in a second. And they are psychologists who created The Farm, an educational mental health and preventive program that is interesting. Tell us a little bit more about this guest.
We're always putting the highlight on eco, and this is actually a form of ecotherapy, which is something completely new to me. But it's the idea of incorporating therapy into working on a live working farm. So a lot of these people who have, I'm assuming, some therapy issues, some, you know, post-traumatic stress problems, can actually go to this fantastic farm and live and work and work with the animals and do gardening and things that are actually very therapeutic that involve nature. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that today.
And, you know, what are your thoughts on that leading into this call? I mean, lots of questions, but the tie-in to plants and psychology and growth and life, I mean, kind of an interesting concept, don't you think?
Well, you know, animal therapy has been discussed for years. Actually, when I was a kid, my mom and I used to take two of my dogs to the local cerebral palsy school, and we used to do a lot of work with, you know, our therapy dogs with these kids. And the effect it has on kids is remarkable. So I'm going to be really interested to hear how some of these farm animals help people with who are undergoing therapy and treatment, and how sort of working with the land can bring people to a new level.
Hmm. Well, anything else happening and exciting in the world over there at Life Tips? Any news or information or data we need to get out?
Well, you know, we had a great Memorial Day. Your editorial team was here working hard on Memorial Day, but we still got out a little early and went to some good barbecues that day.
That's good. The one thing to note about Life Tips, and we'll be talking about this more on the show, but Life Tips, of course, is entering its second, or should I say probably 10th generation now of growth. We're driving over 1 million unique visitors to Life Tips, and of course we promote WebmasterRadio.fm and our radio show. But we're really stepping it up. We're launching our new Guru program in June of this year. We've put in place our pay-per-click advertising share program, so gurus can now earn some revenue from one of our partners that runs PPC ads on the sites. We also have a whole bunch of books in production. We've really streamlined and fine-tuned our book publishing division of our company. But the net of it is, anybody listening in or anybody can chime in to a new guru sign-up page that we'll be launching hopefully next week that will promote this new program we have. And the new program consists of a new type of guru that we want to bring on board that's a social media guru, somebody that already has a following, for example, on Twitter or Facebook and is passionate and an expert in a particular topic area. And we are going to make that person a hero. And we're going to deliver to them potentially tens of thousands of followers and fans almost overnight from them signing up. And really try to let them get their knowledge out and share knowledge and publish a book, 101 tip book in their topic. Anybody can go to Amazon and type in Life Tips and you'll see we have about 40 gurus that have published books already and are selling books. And you went out and went to a local bookstore in the Boston area here and sold, what, 30 books or something crazy? It was nuts.
We sold 30 books in literally 5 minutes. I mean, people are dying to get their hands on these fantastic tip books. It's a great read. They're, you know, incredibly digestible. They're just such a fun read, and you can pick up any topic you want. But I should mention that for our existing site gurus, nobody's going to get booted out of the system. We're going to take advantage of teaching our existing site gurus some of these great new social media opportunities.
Well, they're going to need to step it up to keep up with the Joneses at Life Tips, in my opinion, because we're going to be really educating people with, you know, 2 to 4 educational sessions every month, conference call sessions where they can learn from John Cass, our director of marketing and social media evangelist and specialist, about how to build a community and how to use a social media platform to grow a community. What's most exciting, you know, there's so many wonderfully talented writers out there, you know, that don't have a platform, a means by which to communicate to a large volume of people. And I think that's where Life Tips can really step in and provide these people not only with an audience that's a turnkey audience ready to go, with newsletters that are already being generated and just waiting for a new guru to show up, with new tools like Twitter and Facebook posts that will be automatically fed into the tip site and automatically be auto turnkey subscription growth and you know, turnkey setup. But it's just going to be interesting here at Life Tips. So I think there's a lot of cool things that are going to happen in the next 6 months for Life Tips. And I still think that we as a company can have a go, if you will, at our competitor About.com, which generated over $100 million in revenue last year for the New York Times. And also, it's interesting, the New York Times claimed to be one of the top 20 properties on the web. Guess what? About.com is 80% of that traffic. Mm-hmm. So, and we're not too far behind them. You know, About.com drives about 30 million uniques a month. We're currently driving 1 million uniques a month. So, you know, we got a little catching up to do, but we're going to see. We're going to experiment with this social media platform and keep our readers updated on the success that our gurus are having in growing their communities, in connecting and engaging in conversations with people within their own communities and trying to bring in followers to people that can enjoy watching this new definition of a guru, which absolutely involves social media skills that we'll either train our existing gurus on. So anyway, as you can see, I'm excited about it. Mandy will be holding the flag up. Yes, she has been for the last year with all the gurus of Life Tips. But without further ado, let's take a little break. Unless you have anything else to add, Mandy, anything else that I missed? Or
no, I think get on board and buckle up. We're taking off.
Right on. Sounds great. Let's take a little break, everyone. We'll be back in just a minute with our guests.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
It's Washington. If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the click into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Keep it comes with state of the art. Tracking, ready to start, you can do it a couple ways. 866-XY7-PAYS. It's toll free, tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PR Web release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PR Web, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Did you know?
99 Designs is the leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, web page design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Fired Up with Gordon Rudeau, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Donna and Betsy. Are you folks on board?
Yes, I am. That
we are.
And great. Great to have you here and help us through some of the challenges we have in life by stepping us into your world.
Okay.
Tell us about the farm.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity. The farm was created because everybody said we should have been looking at retirement. We kept saying, but our kids are struggling, our grandkids are struggling, life is getting harder, and we have to do something. And we asked a group of people, and especially teens, what would you come to, and the answer was the farm. They would come to something with nature, animals, and plants. So that's how it got started. And it is a preventive program for all kinds of prevention things because we fell in love with what nature can do and what plants and animals can do. We are committed to heritage plants, heritage animals, and heirloom plants, which are in danger of becoming extinct. The heritage animals are the ones that helped establish our country, and we don't want to lose them. Life is too valuable, and they are very, very special, and actually they're a healthier meat than some of the things that are available to us.
So how does it work? Do I apply for a day? Do I show up? Are there programs set up for different people with different types of problems? Step us into the logistics.
Sure.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Basically, the people that come to us, for the most part, it's not like these are kids in trouble necessarily. Some are, but not necessarily. And we work with people of all ages. And then if they seem like they would be interested in coming out and working with the animals, that's always a choice. Our 135-pound St. Bernard is always here, unless someone does not want to be around a dog, and then we, much to his dismay, close him in another office. But
and he's a lap dog.
It just happens.
To lay in your lap.
Yeah. When the teens, when they're, especially the teens, they're court ordered and just are really ticked that they have to be here. Well, do you realize how hard it is to maintain an attitude when this 130-pound dog is sitting in your lap licking you?
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of blows you away.
That doesn't seem like such a bad punishment.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But people come to us in any way they can get to us. We will set up a day program. We'll set up, we've done weekend programs with families that are struggling. We've done weekend programs with people that just want to experience growth with plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a ball with it. We just love it. And our animals enjoy it. We just got another donkey from a donkey rescue group, and our first donkey's nose is definitely out of joint. How dare you bring somebody else in? But he's a peach, and he's got signs of abuse on him. So he's a wonderful way to teach. This is what happens when you mistreat something that's alive, whether it's a plant, animal, or people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful way to show parents, okay, you may think that abusing your child, that can be over in a little bit, but look at these animals who've been abused, and you can see what the product of that abuse is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
What are the most common visitors that you have? Is it mostly people who are court ordered, or is it people who seek you out?
Both.
Yeah.
We really don't have. I don't think our demographics say it's one versus the other. And sometimes it's a group from school that's coming out to do some work with ecotherapy because they want to learn and they want to experience nature. Sadly, in our world, I think we're getting better at it, but we have been alienating ourselves from it. And we're meant to be in a garden, and our world is our garden, and we should be tending it. And when we don't, we become depressed. We become not focused as well. We can become very anxious, and we need to take, we always teach responsibility of this is our world, and no one's going to take care of it except for us. And we have to make a difference. We have to.
We've looked at all sides of the eco challenges we have right now. Do you think your I guess you would not call them patients really, but your clientele is really getting in tune with the problems in the environment? Is there an educational component to the farm and what you folks are teaching, and how is that affecting their spirits? I mean, it's actually kind of depressing if I think about it with how our planet's being depleted. But how is that helping them in a positive way?
What I see, and
go ahead, Beth.
With my 20 years background as a teacher, there is no way that education would not take place in our program. And what's so neat is to see these youngsters educating their parents. And even if it's a small comment like, Mom, don't throw that plastic holder from cold drinks. Pop, don't throw that in the trash like that. You need to cut it up so fish and ducks or things like that won't get caught in it. And it's that little bit and more little that add up to bigger.
Dr. Lamar, you're working on a book based on some of the inspirational stories you've seen from the farm. Is that right?
Yes, there is a book that's going to be published in September, but that's not the book on ecotherapy. That is a book that has come from a lot of research of learning about people that have been abused and how they transcended it. And it's called If Marie Did It, So Can I. And after that, there is another book coming that will be very, very specific to the ecotherapy. But what's amazing is many people have survived abuse and neglect because they went to nature. Nature did nurture them. And it's just always amazing. Like you're talking about spirit. It just touches the spirit. And what we do, first thing we do when we get people out here, especially our teens, rebel a little bit, we unplug them. Nothing electrical is allowed. You can't have
iPod. Or battery operated.
You have to just be in nature, and they go through it. Sometimes they go through withdrawal, but then they start listening. We have them start listening to, you know, what do you hear? And they start hearing maybe birds for the first time. We had one group out here that these were high-functioning kids and had no concept of what nature was. And we find that real sad, but it was just a delight in teaching them. Because they were so open to it. It was like, oh, that's what you do. Oh, that's how you plant a plant. And they get this hands-on experience. And nature doesn't have grandchildren. We have to have hands-on direct experience. Or they're not going to get it. And parents need to be teaching it. Grandparents need to be teaching it. And so that they feel better about themselves. They get a lift. And we take care of our world at the same time. It's an incredible process.
What are some of the more inspirational events that you've seen take place? Are there any stories that really stick out in your mind of people who have really evolved from ecotherapy?
I think the one that stands out is more of a story about one of our animals and how they reach out to our people, the people that come here. We had just gotten Sunny, who's our first donkey, with the nose out of his joint right now. And we really didn't know him. And our daughters came down, actually. And we thought, well, he'll go to my daughter because she rode horses in her room. She went right to Betsy's daughter, gave her hugs and loves and knickers, and we're going, what is going on? And what we knew at that moment was this is a very special donkey. Becca had just been diagnosed with cancer, and this donkey knew. Yeah, no doubt about it. We've seen him do it many times. And people say, one person said, if this animal can love me this much, then I must be worth something. Mm-hmm. And this man was suicidal at the time, and it's like, wow. And that was from one of our dogs. Heidi had gone up to him and started loving him, and we were putting him inpatient. And she just went over and loved him, and next thing I knew, she had climbed on his lap, which wasn't her her style to do. And that's when he said, if she loves me this much, then I must be worth something. Major turnaround for him. Major turnaround.
Byron, I think we should get a therapy donkey in the office. I think that's what we need.
Well, the diapers, okay.
Yeah.
And their braids a little bit
the days, for the days when things just get a little out of hand around here.
I think we need a few donkeys in the office.
We recently had a rooster whose name was Robbie Rooster, and Robbie loved everyone except me. But the neat thing was Donna could pick him up and explain to kids, and they could hold him too, as long as I wasn't around. And but she would explain to them that, you know, we could get another rooster, but they're the only one that God created like they are, and they are unique and special, and they're so much more special than this rooster.
Uh-huh.
And you could just see them stand up about an inch higher.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We've seen families over a weekend just become united and supportive when we've done nothing but actually expose them to the animals. Yes, a few therapeutic exercises maybe, but by and large, nature does it.
Uh-huh.
Nature gives us a lift. Our megahertz connect to the Earth's megahertz. And give us a lift. Seeing something green and alive raises our alpha waves, which are the waves in our brain that help us feel better about ourselves. There's
interesting.
Also research
now
coming
we're getting
out
somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. What type of evidence is there for that conclusion that you had just reached there? The alpha waves in particular, mm-hmm. in the connectivity and the energy level and the energy source. I find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm. There's many books out. Rozac is one, The Voice of the Earth, and there are some more ones coming out that more and more are coming out because we're learning more about the brain.
Uh-huh.
And the brain is fascinating in how it's patterning and how the earth, literally how the earth comes in and helps repattern it, helps people with ADD, decreases depression, decreases anxiety. But there is more and more coming out. Bruce Perry is a pediatric neurologist.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of brain studies. And, oh, my goodness, it's just fascinating. There is a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, research shows that classrooms, for instance, that have plants in them where the children are involved in taking care of them and this sort of thing, that the absentee rate goes down, truancy rate goes down, grades go up. This is just about green plants.
Hmm. Yeah. Conduct disorders. Kids with conduct disorders have less struggle. They increase their resilience. They feel better. Their social life is better. It's just amazing. The learning disability problems decrease. They don't. They can't make them sometimes go away, but we can sure decrease the effect. And what's also showing
back to the rooster problem. Hey, that's kind of an interesting, call it a community, problem, right? Mm-hmm. I think it would be fascinating to learn more about how people reacted to that. You know, that this rooster doesn't like one person in our community here. Guess mm-hmm. who it is? Mm-hmm. The person that feeds them, probably, or something, right?
Yeah, so she tried.
She can't even try. You can't even get near this rooster.
Oh, no.
Is that right?
He hears my voice across the area. And
it just scatters. It sees you and scatters.
Doing his dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's a really interesting problem, because there's it's you're seeing it in this is nature. I mean, you wouldn't think that a rooster could be so passionate about disliking somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think they have that much intelligence.
But then the students meet you, and they're like, wait, Rooster, why don't you like her? You know, she's so nice to invite us to her farm. So mm-hmm. maybe it tunes them in to the realities of a community. Because many of them are probably not liked by
there
people.
To talk about, okay, but what if there's somebody at school that nobody likes?
Yes.
What do you do? Do you just leave them alone and never talk to them? Or do you try to help bring them into the group?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid with Robbie and me, it was not mm-hmm. going to happen, but still we can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to do a lot of teaching.
We had a group come out of teenagers that had been told that Sonny, our donkey, we had just gotten him, and he was not to be ridden. Well, I turned around and saw this young man doing a John Wayne up on his back, to get into the saddle area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all Sonny did was stoop down and go forward about 6 feet. And this kid went pow into a manure pile.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there it
and
is.
And we had
the
lesson that teaches, what was the rule?
Right. Well, it's just been a pleasure talking with you, and it's such a great thing
you're doing.
It's really great to know that there are people that care about ecotherapy and people equally as much, and have taken on the challenge to try to put the two together. Hats off to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Tell us about your website. Tell us how people can connect with you and learn more about what you're doing, and a plug for your new book as well.
www.livingfarm.org, and they can also give us a call. Actually, on the website has all the information, and we would love to share or help with whatever. And the book is called Marie Did It, So Can I. And basically, Marie was one of the most abused people I have ever worked with. Her parents did physical, emotional, verbal, spiritual, and cult abuse. And she overcame it and went on to become a therapist. So we're basically saying there isn't anyone that can't change from what they grew up with. Anyone can overcome it. It's a choice. And it is a choice.
And
so we're real excited about that.
For all your good work, for all of your great animals, and for your fabulous rooster that I can't wait to meet someday. He sounds like he's got great personality.
Oh, I won't be around if you don't mind.
I think it's just great what you're doing. So we're happy to promote such organizations and like yours, and just really great what you're doing. And it's great to hear from such caring people. So thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. If there's anything we can do, let us know.
I have employees here that give me a hard time. I might just send them out to the farm to straighten them out.
Are you talking about me? One of these days, and who knows? But it won't be Robbie if it's me.
Thanks again for being on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mandy, thanks for a great setup once again.
Awesome.
I think this is one of our best.
A little
bit smarter.
Better.
Faster.
And how can I work in therapy, donkey? I got nothing.
Farm therapeutic.
Good.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.